final chapter, chapter 9 of Hilchos Geneva, the laws of theft. This chapter contains 13 halachas, which deal with the laws of kidnapping and the penalties for kidnapping, and also with the laws of a burglar who is caught in the act of breaking and entering. Chapter 9, Halacha Aleph. Kol hagoynev nefesh odom, anyone who steals a living human being, oiver baloi sasa, he has transgressed a negative mitzvah, shenemar, as the Pasuk says in the Ten Commandments, in Aseres Hadibris, in the Yisroi, it says, loi tignoiv, you shall not steal. Pasuk zeha omor ba'aseres hadibris, and this particular verse, which is written in the Ten Commandments, he has hara l'goynev nefoshes. This is a prohibition against stealing people, against kidnapping. V'chein ha'moichroi, so also one who sells a kidnapped person, oiver b'loy sasa, he has also transgressed a negative mitzvah. Shezebichlal lo yimachru mimkeres oved, because this comes under the prohibition in Bahar, lo yimachru mimkeres oved, that a Jewish slave is not to be sold as an ordinary slave. Ve'ein loikin al shnei lavim elu. However, Malkus is not given as a punishment for either of these transgressions. Bipnei shehu lav shenitin lazharas mises bezn. Because this is a negative prohibition that carries normally the penalty of death inflicted by the court. And therefore, even in cases where the death penalty is not administered, Malkus is not given either. Shenemar, as the Posuk says, that this is a capital crime. Ki yimotzei ish goynev nefesh me'echov, if there will be found a person stealing a human being from among his fellow men, the goymer, and the Posuk continues there, that he is to be put to death, umisosei bechenek, and he's put to death by strangulation. Halacha Beis, Ein Haganav Chayev Mises Chenek Ad Sheyignoves HaYisroel. The thief, the kidnapper, is not put to death by strangulation unless he kidnapped a Jew. V'yachnisenu l'rshusay, and he took him into his own possession. V'yishtamish boy, and he used him, he put him to work for himself. V'yimkerenu l'acherim, and he sells him to someone else. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, v'his amer boy u'mechore, he shall make use of him and sell him. V'afilu loy nishtamish boy ela b'pachas mishav b'pruta, and even, this does not require an actual use of the slave, but even if he put him to some task which is worth less than a penny's worth, kigoin shenishan alav, for instance, he leaned on him, he used him to support him, he leaned on him, oy nismach boy, or he leaned against him, af al pi shehanignev yoshin, even when the kidnapped victim is sleeping, and so the kidnapped victim is unaware that any use is being made of him, nonetheless, hareza nishtamish boy, this is considered using him, and he's subject to the penalty. Halocha gimel, gonvoy v'nishtamish boy, if he stole him, and he used him, umochroy, and he sold him, v'agdayin hagonav b'rshus atzmoy. And in all cases, the victim, the kidnapped victim, is still in his own property, and the kidnapper did not take him out and bring him into his property, Potter. He is not given the punishment. If he stole him, he kidnapped him and took him into his own property, and he used him, but he didn't sell him. Or if he sold him before he made some use out of him, or he made some use of him, but when he sold him, he didn't sell him. In the marketplace, he sold him as if redeeming him to one of the relatives of the kidnapped victim. He sold him to his own father or brother. Then he is not to be punished. Because the Pasuk concerning kidnapping says, goynev nefesh me'echov, stealing a soul from among his brothers. This means, acheyavdilenu me'echov, he has to separate him from his brothers, from his family, u'mikroivov, and from his other relatives, b'mechira, by selling him to strangers. But if he makes him closer to his relatives by selling him to his relatives, he is not the penalty is not inflicted. So also if he stole him when he was asleep, the victim was asleep, and he made some use of him, like leaning on him, as we learned in the previous halacha, kishahu yashin, while he's sleeping, umachroi v'adayin hu yashin, and he sold him and he's still asleep, hareza potter, the criminal is not punished here, because this is not considered a kidnapping. Halacha dalet, v'cheinim gonav isha umachra li'ubra bilvad, so also if he stole a woman, he kidnapped a woman who was pregnant, and he sold, not her, but he sold the fetus, he sold the child that will be born, kegoin shehisna al halikeach, he made an agreement with the purchaser, shezu hashif chali, this maid servant will belong to me, ve'ein l'cho elo l'vladis, and I sell to you only the offspring, hareze potter. Here again, the punishment is not inflicted upon him because he has not sold a living being who is already in existence. Halacha hei, hagoynev es benoi, one who kidnaps his son, his own son, or yes, ochiv hakotten, or his younger brother, v'chein ho apetropsim, she gonvu es ha'yisoyimim sheim smuchim etzlam, so also guardians who were appointed by the court to look after the affairs of an orphan, and they kidnapped the orphans who were dependent upon them. Ubal habayis shegonav echad mibnei beisay hasmuchim al shulchanay. So also any head of a family who kidnapped any one of the family members who are his dependents. Umalami tinoiki shegonav echad minaktanim haloim demetzloi, or a teacher of young pupils who kidnapped one of the pupils who were studying under his care, afal pishan ishtamish by umechare, even though he made use of the victim and he sold him, potter, the penalty is not inflicted here, shenemar, because the pasuk says v'nimtza biyodai, that the victim will be found in his possession. That means that he kidnaps him and now it's found in his possession. Prat le'elu, this excludes all of these cases in this halacha shehem mitzuyim biyadam, because they were already in his possession before the kidnapping. Halacha vav, echot hagoyni v'sagodl, the law applies equally to one who kidnaps an adult who is over bar mitzvah, oy hagoyni v'sakotn ben yoyim, or even one who kidnaps an infant a day old, shekolu lo chadoshav, provided that he has been inside the mother for the proper number of months, that is, that it's a viable human being, a child who will be able to survive. Bein zocha bein nekeva, the law applies equally to kidnapping a male or a female, bein shehoya haganev isha isha, and it applies equally regardless of whether the kidnapper was a man or a woman. In all of these cases, the criminal is put to death, shenemar, because the pasuk says, goynev nefesh, he will steal a soul. Bikol mokim, this is not specific, any kind of a soul that's stolen. Ve'echot hagoynev es Yisrael, and the law applies equally to one who kidnaps a Jew, or shegonav ger, or he kidnaps a convert to Judaism, or eved meshuchrar, or a slave who has been set free and is now a Jew, shenemar, the pasuk says, nefesh me'echov, any soul from among his brothers. Ve'elu bichlal acheinu heim, and these are among our brothers, b'teiru v'mitzvah, since they are obligated to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs just as our brothers, they are considered our brothers. Aval hageinei v'esho eved, however, one who kidnaps a slave, who is still a slave, oy misha chotzi yeved v'chetzi ben choyrin, or even one who is half slave and half free, for example, he was a slave of two partners who were owners, and one of the partners set him free, the other didn't. He's half slave and half free. In any case, he has not stolen a complete soul, and therefore, potter, the penalty is not inflicted. Halacha zayin, habo b'machteres, one who was found in the midst of his burglary, he is digging a tunnel to enter the premises, bein bayoyim or bein balayla, regardless of whether this is during the day or during the night, ein loy domim, he is not considered a living human being if he's caught in the middle of the act. What does that mean? Elohim hargei bal habayis oishar adam. That means if the owner of the property into which he is entering, or any other person, killed him while he caught him in the act of entering, pturim. They are not punished for this killing. Ureshus yesh lakoy laharigoy. And anyone is permitted to kill him if he catches him in the midst of the burglary, bein b'choil, bein b'shabbos. Regardless of whether this be on a weekday or this be on a Shabbos, we learned in Hilchos Shabbos that Beis Din cannot inflict the death penalty on Shabbos. Nevertheless, in this case, he can be killed even on Shabbos. B'chol misa sheyecholim lahamisa, and he can be killed in any manner that the person who kills him finds convenient. Shenemar ein loy damim, because the pasuk does not say this is a human being upon whom a death penalty is inflicted, and then it has all the restrictions of the death penalty. It says ein loy damim, he has no blood. That means he's considered as if he were a dead person to begin with. Halacha ches ve'echot habod b'machteres. The same law applies to one who is tunneling underneath the property. Oyganav shenimsa b'seich gagoi shel adam, or a thief who was found on the roof of some other person, oy b'seich atzeiroi, or he was found inside his courtyard, oy b'seich karpifoi, or inside a large enclosed park that belonged to a private person, bein b'yoyim bein b'laylan, regardless of whether it's during the day or during the night. V'loma nemar machteres, and why does the posuk there in Mishpatim specify machteres, that it was digging, he was tunneling under, lefisha derech reiv haganovim lovei b'machteres balayla, because it's the usual fashion of the majority of burglars, of thieves, is that they enter by tunneling under during the night. Therefore, the posuk used that expression, but any other way that he's caught entering also subjects him to this to being killed on the spot. Halacha tes, umipnei mai tira toira domi shel gana. For what reason did the Torah permit them to kill this thief? Afa pisha bo aliske momen, even though he is not coming with any violent threat against anyone, he is only coming to steal money. Why does the Torah permit him to be killed? Lefisha ches kosai, because the assumption is, in any case, that when a burglar is breaking into a house, shem omad balabayis lefonov umonoi, that if the house owner will arise against him and try to prevent him from stealing, yahargenu, the thief will kill if necessary. V'nimtza ze'a nichnes lebeis chaveri lignaif, and therefore it turns out that this person who is entering someone else's house for stealing, kiroidip acha chaveri lahargoi, it's as if he were pursuing some other person to kill him, lefichach yihareg, and therefore he can be killed. Beit shehoya gadol, beit shehoya katan, regardless of whether he was an adult who could be ordinarily punished in Beis Din, or even if he was a child who was not punished in Beis Din, bein zocha bein akeva, regardless of whether it's a male or a female. Even a female burglar, it's assumed that if she's caught in the middle and they try to stop her, she will kill. Halacha yud, hayo hadava borer lebal habayis, if it were clear to the owner of the property, shezah ganav habal of einei hargoi, that this thief who is coming against him will not kill him, the einei bo elo aliske momen, and it's clear that he's coming solely to steal money, and in no case will he kill him, osir lahargoi, then it's forbidden to kill the thief. V'im hargoi, and if he did kill him, harei zahoyreg nevish, then he is a murderer. Shenemar im zorcha hashemish olov. The pasuk says that if the sun will shine on the thief, then if one kills him, he is to be punished for it. Now, we just learned that it makes no difference whether the sun is shining or whether it's at night. What does this mean if the sun shines on him? It's taken in a figurative sense, in bar lecho hadava kishemesh, if it's as clear to you as the sun is shining, sheyesh lo yisholim imach, that he is at peace with you, that he will not cause you any harm, al targehu, you may not kill him. Lefichach, therefore, ov habo mebachteres al benoi, a father who is caught tunneling into his son's property, einei nerag, he is not to be killed, shevadai sheinei hargei, because it's certain that the father will not kill his son. Aval habein habo aloviv, however, a son who is tunneling into his father's property, nerag, he is killed, because it's not certain that a son will not kill his father. Halacha yudalev, v'chein haganav sheganav v'yotza, so also a thief who stole and is now emerged, he's outside already, oy shaloi ganav, or he did not steal anything, or motza yoytze min hamachteres, and he's caught now exiting from the tunnel without having stolen. So either he stole or he didn't steal, but he's on the way out now. Hoyil upona oirif ve'enei roidev, since he is now facing backwards towards the house, he's not facing the householder, but he's with his back to him. Ve'enei roidev, he's not pursuing the householder. Yesh lo damim, now it does have blood. That is, it is forbidden to kill him. If one kills him, he's punished. V'cheinim hikifuhu b'nei adam. Similarly, if people surrounded him, oy edim, or there were witnesses there, afal pisha dayin hu b'rshu zesha ba'alav, even though he's still in the property of the person against whom he has entered and wants to steal, any that nerag, in these cases he's not to be killed, because since there are people surrounding him or there are witnesses here, we know that he's not going to kill someone in front of witnesses or when there are people surrounding him who will protect the householder. And certainly, if he's already been brought to the Bezdin, if he's been caught and brought to Bezdin, that he's not to be put to death, but he is merely to pay the penalty for his stealing. So also one who tunnels under into the garden, or into the field, or into the stable, the hasahar, or the corral, a place in the field that's fenced off to hold the animals, yesh lo damim. Such a person may not be killed. If one kills him, he is punished. Shechezkosi shel ba'al hamomin bilvad. Because here we assume that he is only coming against money and has no plans to kill anyone, because therefore he has come into such a place. That's why he's tunneling into such a place, because in such a place the owner usually is not present and he does not anticipate being caught by the owner, and he has no plans to kill anyone. Halacha Yud Gimel, Kol Ganav Sheyesh Leidamim, any thief where we said is forbidden to kill him, and one who kills him is punished. Im Nafal Alav Gal B'Shabbos, he is considered as a living human being, and if a pile of stones fell upon him B'Shabbos, Mifakchim Alav, it's permitted to remove them from him, on top of him, and to save him. It's permitted to do a malacha on Shabbos to save his life. And if he broke utensils while he was entering, chayiv b'tashlumin, like any other person who committed a damage, he also has to pay for the damage, for the utensils that he broke. Aval misha ein lo damim. However, in the case of a thief, where we say he has no blood, we say it's permitted to kill him. Sheshava kelim b'biyosoi, if he broke utensils while he was entering, potter. Now, he does not have to pay, since he's considered as if he were dead, kemoisha be'arnu, as we have already stated in chapter 3, that anyone who committed some act which brings a death penalty with it is not required at the same time to pay for any damages that he commits in the same act.